Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, the rewards of wisdom in business and life. In 1999, I received a memento during a meeting recognizing a group of people for their volunteering efforts. I did not realize the magnetic keepsake held advice that would change my life and business career. I placed it on my refrigerator. Now, over 20 years later, I see it as one of the most valuable insights in my career. The quote on the refrigerator was there for years before I began to see the highlighted value of wisdom. Wisdom states, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me early will find me." In my early career as a seller, I felt the need to rush to action. My zeal was an attribute that needed the knowledge to help. However, I could not create value and lasting partnerships in business with my clients, even with this combination. In 2001, I began intentionally asking myself this question: what is the wisest thing to do at this time? Asking this question became a habit in business and life. I wish I could say I consistently practiced this principle in every circumstance. But I began noticing my decision-making and timing associated with winning were improving. There is an enormous opportunity for focused, dedicated, and disciplined leaders. Wisdom and timing are game changers. Wisdom is the principal thing. Please make acquiring it a priority on your journey. Thomas J. Watson Sr. encouraged a group of leaders during a pivotal point in our history with this statement on July 12, 1932. In these times, all businesses are looking for something that will aid them. Do not forget that you will need something in addition to knowledge. You must have wisdom. Wisdom without wisdom. Knowledge is useless. Wisdom is the power that enables us to make practical use of knowledge, states Thomas J. Watson, Sr. Here are several observations that may help us apply wisdom so vital in winning the battles of life and business. Develop a habit of asking yourself, what is the wise thing to do now? Become thoughtful in consideration of the timing and desired outcome. Whenever you face a problem repeatedly, your brain begins to automate the process of solving it. Your habits are just a series of automatic solutions that solve the problems and stresses you face regularly, states James Clear in Atomic Habits. Discipline your thinking by applying knowledge and wisdom in building value and a differentiated client experience. The process will allow you to decide based on the combination of knowledge, experience, and intuitive understanding. Wisdom is for big things and little things. Wisdom is for every part of life. All the things and habits add up to make our life what it is. So, I encourage you today, my friends, seek out the truths that wisdom offers and apply them to your business and life. Put wisdom to work in your heart, thinking, home, family, serving clients in a distinctive, fresh way. Exalt wisdom, and it will promote you and bring you favor. Try it. The outcomes will be long-lasting. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.